Brandon.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols. Brought to you by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com. Give me that smile and I'm
somewhere. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, fellas. How are y'all today?
Great to have you on. We mentioned today's the last day of our sponsorship with D3 Auto Sales out of Des Arc. So thank them for being your sponsor for the last few months. And there's a sponsorship open. So if you want to sponsor Joe, call our sales staff and hook us up. We said you were the winner of the 2025 Best New Segment Award. Craig O'Neill didn't like that too much, but we told Craig, "Hey, Craig, you've been here for 3 years. You know,
we
weren't eligible for that."
For him. Yeah, absolutely.
We were making the point, Joe, how crazy it is today with the 1 o'clock first pitch for Arkansas versus Mississippi State in the SEC tournament softball. That Arkansas is ranked 5th in the nation, number one RPI, toughest schedule, but they're seeded number 7. They're seeded number 7 in the SEC tournament. I mean, that's just weird. It's crazy, nuts.
It's pretty wild. Hey, but they look good. They got a shot to win it all, man.
I think so, too.
I'm stoked. You know, having two girls that play softball, we get to watch a little more, you know, softball in our household, and they're excited. We're looking forward to it. Man, I really think we got a legit shot here.
Yeah, last week, I don't think, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, we had both Coach Dyfel on. We've had DJ Gasso on. We had Bree Ellis, and our weekly call is with Ella McDowell, and we've been doing calls with a player for 5 years now, Joe. But and we're like you, we think maybe this could be the year. Top to bottom, this is the best hitting lineup they've had from 1 to 9. The pitching is solid, and so you know they've been so close knocking on the door. They proved this year they've went into Alabama, they've gone to Oklahoma, they've gone to Austin and won games they've never won before. In those environments. So they're battle-tested. They're not going to be intimidated by anything. I don't really care what they do much, almost like the baseball tournament this week. You know they've sort of set, they've played this year. They've won 41 games, and I don't think they have anything to prove at the tournament. They should get a regional and a shot at a super regional.
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure I agree with you about the tournament thing. I know in baseball they treat the tournament as a way to set up their pitching, I guess, for the big tournament. So whatever happens, figure out all the kinks, get ready for that big tournament. And like I said, man, I feel good about their shot.
Yeah. It's funny. You and Justin both, have girls that play sports, and I know you how much respect you have for Courtney Dyfel and what she's done. Very, very impressive. Also you've got the baseball team. Let's I'm sure Joe has heard the call, Raj, but just to go back, there were two great calls from the home run on Sunday, both Phil Elson and the TV. But it was one of those magical moments where you have a freshman step up and really deliver big time.
I'm pretty sure.
And he drives it high to right center field. Federico back at the wall. It's gone. Walk-off winner for Christian Turner.
Yeah, listen to that crowd. It was impressive. It was one of those things that Dave Van Horn says, good for the soul to win those kind of games.
Absolutely. Is that the field call right there?
No, here's
that,
Phil.
That was the TV. Here's Phil next.
Joe.
The pitch to Turner is hit in the air to right center field. It's hit deep. Back is Mosley. Christian Turner is the hero. And the Hogs have won it on Turner's second home run of the year. Oh, my goodness. This one belongs to the Razorbacks. Pitch. It's Christian Turner with a huge moment. They'll mob him at the plate. The Hogs take 2 out of 3. And they will not hold the Hogs from the third base dugout. Now they're going to celebrate right in front of Ole Miss.
Best
Enjoy
part of the
that
call.
Scene, Rebels. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness me.
You know, he said it was good for the – I think we got Justin back. He said it was good for the soul to win those kind of games.
Sorry, I had to take the puppy out.
That's okay.
And take my medication. I'm an 82-year-old, 42-year-old. Sorry.
That's okay. You take your meds. But the thing
– take my blood pressure
Take your meds.
Medicine.
The you know, we've lost some games that, you know, we've lost some series or lost some games that, you know, you'd like to win. That's one, it comes at the right time. You know, you love to have that kind of game against Ole Miss, home, where you just, all of a sudden now you look around and there's Aloy getting hot, Kojal's hitting home run. I mean, it just feels like maybe you got some momentum going, yeah.
And Kojal and New both had bad days. Those are your Sunday. three and four hole guys.
Right.
You know? But go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
No, I was just saying that I believe Aloy won player of the week, if I'm not mistaken, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
SEC player of the week.
He did. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, guys getting hot at the right time, man. I mean, the year's been a roller coaster ride, but we've always said we got the coach. It looks like we have a really talented roster. We can get the timing of the pitching right, and some guys find their groove, some big studs find their groove on the mound, man. You never know. I've seen crazy things happen. Remember Ole Miss, two, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Just ran through the tournament with a crazy hot streak, and so never give up on Dave Van Horn and those Hogs, man.
Yeah. Didn't we discuss that yesterday?
Yeah.
About Ole Miss. About Ole Miss. That was when they threw a pitcher at us that I think at the time was a freshman. He might have been the Friday night starter in this particular series and just shut us down to get to the national championship. And they kind of just snuck into the tournament. If I'm not mistaken, that year, and then obviously won it all. So yeah, I'm with Joe. Like, I mean, man, if you get hot at the right time in baseball, I mean, even if you haven't been great all year, because we've been great all year for a decade, and choke at the end.
Yeah, that's
and
the,
so maybe you know it's the opposite this year. I mean,
that's what we're hoping.
Certainly,
that's what we're hoping.
Yeah.
It feels that way. Every year we roll in with 40-plus wins, and we get the Super Regional lineup, and every year, you know. Of course, it's sort of the same thing for softball. We've sort of, you know, we've been in these positions. How do you get over the hump? And so hopefully that will that will happen. So we've got to be a lot of fun to watch that next couple of weeks. Did want to mention, too, Joe, today is the birthday of a guy that we really like on this show, and I don't know if we brought him up to you or not, but Rogers got some of his best hits. Bob Seger turns 81 today.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a Bob Seger fan at all?
I am, man. Love the Turn the Page, Against the Wind. What was the Night Moves? Yeah. Got some bangers. All-time bangers.
Got a ton of them. Yeah, Rogers got a little mashup of some of them. Hollywood Nights. Hard to believe it's 81. That gets the win.
Shame on the moon.
Shame on the moon.
Fire Lake. Midnight Rider.
Kathmandu.
How do you not like that, Joe?
Well, I love it. I've introduced my daughters to Bob Seger just recently, actually.
Oh, cool.
Within the past month or two.
What commercial? What commercial used him as the advertising for Like a Rock?
Chevy. Yeah, Chevy.
Not even a hesitation.
It was a great campaign. Yeah. It was a brilliant campaign.
Sure was.
Yeah, it went for several years. And sure, so, you know, hard to believe he's 81. So I tell this story quite often, Joe, as I was playing down in Houston, Texas, 1982. It was the Blue Bonnet Bowl. We beat a really good Florida team that had about 10 guys that were starters in the NFL, but we beat them. But I'll never forget, we went out to a club late that night. I don't know if it was after the game or whatever, and a limo pulls up. It was probably 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. All these women start pouring out of it. So we were thinking, who in the heck is getting out of that thing? And, you know, woman after woman, and the last person, he looked familiar, and I said, who is that guy? And it was Bob Seger. Of course, that was 45 years ago. He was in his 40s and he's 81 now.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Joe, you seen him live?
I'm not going to
do that. Song right there is awesome. I watched him at Simmons Bank probably, I don't know, it might have been 12, 15 years ago, and he played 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
Hours.
He took maybe a 10, 15-minute break. And then, I mean, but he literally played 3.5 hours. And, I mean, they might have dropped some keys, Joe. You know.
Listen to that insider talk.
But, I mean, he was still unbelievable. Sounded great. I mean, just awesome.
He was great. I saw him. That's probably great, early man. 70s.
Oh, you saw him in person?
He opened for Elvis. I was at
Elvis.
Oh,
shut
club.
Up.
What?
I'm just telling you. Shut up, Lottie. You do go and Terry Bradshaw on. Terry would do that when he would call.
Well, I'm just going to tell you right now. It's one of these people. Until somebody knows something different, I'm just going to say, yeah. And I also they opened. They also played at halftime at the Razorbacks win over Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl. I saw it all.
Do want to thank D3 Auto Sales for sponsoring Joe for the last time. They're down in Des Arc, 2410 Main Street. But now his sponsorship is open. We appreciate that.
Sure.
Hey, I asked Justin a few minutes ago and Raj and the gang. Willie Mays' birthday is today. I said, would you put Willie Mays on the Hall of Fame, but the Mount Rushmore of the greatest players of all time? Does he make it or not?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would.
Joe's a good guy.
Babe Ruth?
It's Babe Ruth.
Willie Mays, because you hear a lot of ball players from that era. I think a lot of them answer that question,
yes.
Who's the greatest they ever played against or with, and all of them said Willie Mays.
That's true.
You know what? And somebody pointed out as well when they talk about Barry Bonds and all that, and yes, you still had to have the speed and do all those sort of things. Willie had 500 without drugs.
And he was an all-around guy. He did everything. Right?
It was funny. He had a cartoon.
Great fielder.
To say, hey, kid.
Yeah, his personality, was great. Yeah.
He's being one. Hell, he's Barry Bonds' godfather or whatever.
Justin threw out a couple.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was. Mm-hmm. Justin threw out, and Roger, you threw out, in addition to Babe.
Ted Williams,
which you could certainly make the is a great, one of the great, if not the greatest hitter.
I think to give him credit, I think that was Christian.
No, I think it was Roger.
It was Roger. Yeah.
I agreed with Roger, though. Yeah, what about Jackie Robinson?
Jackie Robinson.
I don't think he's on the Mount Rushmore of players, but he's
not
very
for
important.
Performers. No.
Yeah, he's very important.
I think as far as influence,
Kelly Leak.
He was as big as anybody.
You knew Kelly Leak as well.
Well, the other one is who was Kelly Leak?
Bad News Bears, that hood, little hood.
Nolan Ryan is another one.
Yeah, I said Nolan Ryan, Joe.
No, to be honest, I think it was Christian.
I think pitcher, it would probably be like Kofax or Walter Johnson.
I don't know.
Joe, what do you say?
Who's got the most
wins?
No hitters of all time.
That's Nolan.
Nolan Ryan. By a mile, too. Yeah.
Didn't have
but
a single Cy Young, though.
In my opinion, you got. It's like
but
a
he should have.
Though you
got
to have a Mount Rushmore for an era before they integrated.
That's right.
You know the league.
You have to.
And you got to kind of put into context how great guys were. There were a lot of guys from the Negro League that were actually better than the other guys.
Yeah, right? Josh Gibson and Satchel Paige probably would have been all time greats.
Satchel Paige.
Absolutely,
that's
they would. So you got to put those guys somewhere into context that. I believe Satchel Paige played until he was dang near 60.
Yeah, he pitched a game for the Athletics when he was 59. Sorry to interrupt.
There you go.
Well, I think
that's amazing.
Go ahead, Joe.
I think you gotta say if you have a Mount Rushmore with Ted Williams and I believe you've got to go even further back than that and say Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb was
Ty Cobb.
He's probably the greatest baseball player ever until Babe Ruth showed up. And even then, he might have been, 1A, 1B. But I had a lot of Ty Cobb's records, I believe, held for
Ty Cobb.
80 years.
I think Ty Cobb would be on the Mount Rushmore. Let's put him on the Mount Rushmore. The greatest athletes that also killed a person. So you got Ty.
OJ, allegedly.
OJ, Ty Cobb. Who was was it Ray Carruth?
Ray Carruth. Yeah.
Who else?
Oh, wow.
I'm just throwing them out there. It's a whole different Mount Rushmore. But to your point, Joe,
weird at Mount Rushmore.
it's a totally bad one. But there are so many. We could go back in basketball, football, baseball, all of the sports.
Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
I believe.
That's allegedly. Yeah. We don't know that because he might still show up in the touchdown club.
I believe in the inaugural class of the Naismith or the Baseball Hall of Fame, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb was the only
Unanimous.
Unanimous.
Yeah.
Which over
shows
Babe Ruth.
They didn't even do Babe Ruth. Exactly. You know, it was because somebody didn't like Babe Ruth. Yeah. Babe Ruth also did all that stuff, getting drunk, smoking, and eating footlongs. But again, different era. Different era with all the athletes, white and black, if you do that. That's why I think I threw Hank Aaron on there as well. But that's probably because of my youth, and I remember Hank being a hero of mine at the time, number 44.
Joe, the last thing I want to throw at you before you get out of here, did you see where the Rolling Stones are releasing their 25th album? So that they've been recording music for 62 years, I think I heard. They're going to have Paul McCartney, Steve Winwood, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and some others. But can you imagine having a career, Justin? Obviously, you can jump in on this as well because I haven't brought it up. Their 25th album.
I'm surprised that they've only made 25.
I know.
Albums.
I was sort of surprised at the numbers. Yeah.
Joe, what have you made? 15, 20? I would say I've made 10 or 12.
Yeah, it is.
So that's kind of surprising that's the amount that they've made. I would have thought it would have been 50-something or 60-something.
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, they had considerable gaps in between albums like 70s, 80s, 90s. I think there was only a few of them out there because I think they were kind of trying to find their identity a couple of times, and they did that like disco. I can't remember that. What's that song? Brown Sugar?
Yeah.
One of those songs that was like a disco. Like a disco song. And
I think it was Brown Sugar.
Quite a bit of like
controversy.
Had a revolt a little bit with their fans. So. Yeah. I think they didn't make many albums in that whole like 25 years there. I don't know. Back to your Mount Rushmore thing.
Yeah.
If I can really quick, my opinion, the Mount Rushmore, there's got to be two of them, from the integrated years.
Sure.
To the segregated years. And I think Willie Mays in the integrated years, Willie Mays is definitely on the Mount Rushmore. Nolan Ryan definitely on the Mount Rushmore. And no modern guy, in my opinion, belongs in the categories of those guys because of the steroid use that became big deal. Like Barry Bonds, absolutely not. But that's your home run leader.
Sure. So I can see that.
Nobody really in the modern league comes close to those guys. I think there's even guys on the list that are 5 through 15 that you can make an argument for, that like Stan Musial and those guys, they should be on the Mount Rushmore.
Look at Joe.
I even said Jeter, maybe. And I hate the
Jeter,
Yankees.
No.
Did you say no, Christian?
No, not Jeter.
Jeter is.
He's got rings. Stud. He's got rings. He doesn't have the greatest numbers.
And he had he had some just unbelievable plays, like the one in the World Series.
Yeah, he did.
He kind of changed the game, in my opinion.
Why? Changed the game.
Yeah, he changed the game the way he played.
I know what you're doing. You're trying to trigger me.
No. Yeah, I mean, like the jump throw. Like if he had to go to his right as a shortstop and the jump throw, nobody had done that before him.
Justin, you upset me yesterday with one of your takes.
Oh, let's ask Joe about that.
I'm going to real quick. I'm going to upset Justin. He wasn't the best shortstop on his own team.
Oh! Whoa! Yeah, there goes your desert stage.
A-Rod.
Okay, first of all, how did I upset you yesterday?
Stevie Wonder.
Joe, sit back and listen to this.
Joe, Stevie Wonder. Justin is not a big fan of Stevie Wonder. He's not a fan.
I don't think he's a good singer.
What? Come on, Justin. Oh, man, I got to disagree.
I don't think he's amazing.
He started talking industry terms, like Joe. He says he sings sharp, and we're all going, we don't know what the hell that means.
Well, that may be true. There's a lot of guys out there that technically I could say are not very great.
Joe, go listen. He cannot sing on key.
He was pretty inventive, though, man. That guy was phenomenal, though.
He was inventive. Yeah. But
some people call Derek Jeter the Stevie Wonder of the shortstop.
As far as singing, he couldn't. He's not a great singer.
All right. Well,
our last thing, Joe, and I'll agree with you on that, but if we talk about the same thing with those, and we could have a conversation about this forever because I dig it, about the ball players and all that with baseball. Got to say the same thing about golfers because the equipment back in the day was a lot different, too, when you had a mashing niblet over the shafts that they have now and all that kind of stuff. But a whole different era. So a whole different era. So, yes, before and after. We could chop that up all day. And then we'll see. Famous singers, Justin doesn't like Mount Rushmore. We've got a list of that, too.
I don't know if this helps at all, but, like, you sing way better than Stevie Wonder.
Stop it, Justin.
How about that? Yeah,
No, you do.
Quit it.
You actually sing on key. He don't.
Quit it. I take offense to you being nice to me. I take offense to that.
Joe, good stuff as always, buddy. Thanks, Joe Nichols. You're the best.